This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Today, September 2nd, is the 70th anniversary of the formal surrender of Japan that ended World War II. Central to the war effort here at home were war bonds. The U.S. sold more than $150 billion worth of bonds to help fund the war and fight inflation. Today, we hear from a gentleman named Ken McGee, who sold war bonds as a child.
I'm Ken McGee, B. Kenneth McGee, 84 years old, living in the middle of the woods near a little crossroads, which is called Centerville, North Carolina, and it's like in the middle of nowhere. In 1944, I was 13 years old. My dad was Irish Catholic, my mother was Jewish, and my dad had very strong feelings about the war. My mother had people in the camps, some which got out, some which didn't. So, of course, we felt very strongly about the war. Dad was really too old to go back in, but he volunteered to go back in. He was gone for probably 2 or 3 years. He was at D-Day in Normandy, plus a couple of days. He was in all the major battles. I'll never forget the day the Normandy invasion began. I think my mom and I listened to the radio all night, because it was probably about 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I remember listening and wondering if Dad was on that. Those are very, very scary days. I felt that I had to do more than just collect tinfoil, like all the other children were doing, for the war effort. So I went in and volunteered in the war bond effort. And I actually went door to door selling war bonds. And you could do that in those days, a little boy, going door to door. They were $18.75 each. I think maturity date, they were supposed to be $25. I was so thrilled to be doing it, and I think I can still remember the day. I actually sold 10 bonds in one day. I thought I was a hero. But, you know, I think a lot of people were buying those not as an investment, but as really a contribution to the war. You know, in those days, that was our lives. We were consumed by the war. If you weren't at war, you felt like you had to find something to do to contribute, you know.
That was Ken McGee speaking to Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.